Welcome back to What It Is, and our developing spoken word album. I'm Kevin Allen McGill, storyteller poet. This episode is about democracy and horse races. Let's have a look at what it is. Being a person in this world is political. There's just no escaping that fact. Me, I am very passionate about democracy. Democracy, steadfast as the gale-beset lighthouse, as the coming of dawn. Steadfast as the warming hearth, the iron-willed bridge to freedom. The acknowledging nod, the comforting arm, the determined stride, the power of all is one. Democracy, shaggy-haired, solid-bodied, calloused hands outstretched. Handshake, well met. Steadfast. Democracy. Welcome, friend. This next piece, Democracy and Horse Races, channels the poet Charles Bukowski, who, when he wasn't writing and drinking, spent a great deal of time at the racetrack. It would be nice to have a horse in this race. It's election day, and I couldn't give more of a shit. All the blood shed over the years to obtain the right to vote, and the ballots are empty. May the best horse win? Hell, the best horse doesn't even make it to the gate, maybe not even to the paddock. This is a race for hobbled horses. Whichever stumbles first past the post gets to eat all the grain and leave a pile of horseshit behind. The other horses just wander off, grumbling naysayers, waiting for the next chance at the feed bag. A horse in the race, though. Wow, be still, my beating heart. Odds are poor. The gambler's handicap. The incumbent has been missing in action and will likely be returned to continue missing just because. The challengers? Sacrificial lambs. Just because. I bet to show 5-2 odds, safe. Just means that there will be another race. Never bet the long shot. It might just win, and in celebration, burn down the barn. Do my duty, doing my duty done. And that's about it. And I want for so much more. I want a horse in a race with real horses. Mostly. I'm hoping that a real leader emerges, a horse the other horses will follow right off the track. Okay, so such are the words of a storyteller poet who has learned the value of a poem, the worth of a story. To those who wish to strip us of our humanity, I say, not today. Now, audience participation time. I'm really going to encourage you to check out Anti Pander's Saving Democracy page at kevinallenmcgill.com. You ask, what can the average person do about the rise of anti-democratic elements? Well, our Anti sets out the KSEA approach to developing and maintaining consensus democracy. Check it out. And remember the like, share, comment, respectfully, subscribe routine. Thanks for listening. Let's get together again to explore more what it is.